This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Heavy fighting rages in Gaza a day after a resolution urging an immediate ceasefire was blocked by a U.S. veto in the U.N. Security Council. More from VOA's Patsy Wadakuswara.
The U.S. proposed its own draft resolution. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
In addition, our draft states there can be no reduction of territory in the Gaza Strip and rejects, as we have before, in Resolution 2720, any forced displacements of civilians in Gaza. It also highlights the concerns many council members have regarding the fate of civilians in Rafah, making clear that under current circumstances, a major ground offensive into Rafah should not proceed.
Skeptics see the U.S. resolution as a diplomatic ploy that would prolong Palestinian suffering. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Meantime, displaced Gazans struggle to find food. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that story.
More than half of the Gaza Strip's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge from the Israeli offensive in the southern city of Rafah. Abdullah El-Kafarna is a displaced Palestinian who was among those waiting to buy the much-needed food. We have a shortage of food supplies and all sorts of food. There is no beef, chicken, or fish. All that is in the market are beans and lentils. People are tired of these things. For 5 months, we have been suffering from this thing. Large crowds, some standing for hours, anxiously wait their turn to buy bread. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And Pakistan's two dynastic parties announce a power-sharing agreement set to return Shahbaz Sharif to leadership. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to Brazil this week for a G20 foreign ministers meeting, where the Russia, Ukraine, and Israel-Hamas wars are expected to dominate talks. He also meets with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva Wednesday, who holds contrasting viewpoints with the Biden administration on the conflicts. After Brazil, he heads to Argentina. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports from Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Brazil for the G20 foreign ministers meeting and talks on Wednesday with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. On the eve of the G20 foreign ministers meeting, a top Brazilian diplomat said that conflicts around the world have reached the level of the Cold War and that global leaders need to adapt the international system to prevent new conflicts. In Argentina, Blinken will hold talks with its outspoken new president, Javier Milei, who is a staunch supporter of Israel. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The African Development Bank is warning the rising cost of energy, food, and other commodities in several African countries, including Angola, Ethiopia, and Kenya, could trigger social unrest. Already, people in Africa's most populous country, Nigeria, have been marching to protest the high cost of living. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
The bank said in its 2024 forecast that energy and food prices increases, along with a currency depreciation in Angola, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria, could spark internal conflict despite Africa showing overall economic growth. The bank also said conflicts in Eastern Europe and the Middle East could trigger supply disruptions, exacerbate inflation across the world, and make Africa's situation more precarious. This as protests over hunger and the cost of living grow in Nigeria. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Some other headlines now. Thousands of Indian farmers on tractors resume their push towards the capital, New Delhi, after failing to reach a deal with the government on their demands for higher crop prices. An FBI informant charged with lying about U.S. President Joe Biden and his son told investigators he received information about Hunter Biden from Russian intelligence associates. That's what prosecutors are saying in a court filing. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.